And you're back with Christina Walters on She's a Gamer, a unique talk show that's bringing women off the sidelines and helping raise their games when it comes to sports. Become a team player by visiting she'sagamer.com, that's she'sagamer.com, and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you're just joining us and you missed that we are recording live now between 6 and 7, we will replay this show on Saturdays between 11 and 12. And another reminder to text us at 760-440-TALK, that is 760-440-8255. So joining me in studio is Ken Birchwell. He is the project coordinator for the Valley's Leader in Home Remodeling, RBC Construction. Ken has, let's say around 20 years experience in kitchen and bath remodeling. And welcome to the show, Ken. How
Thanks,
are you?
Thanks, Christina. Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you could make the trek from Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, absolutely.
It was a long drive. We typically have guests call in, but you were so close. I'm thrilled that I have some company here in studio.
Great, thank you.
So we are going to talk about construction by itself is, frankly, kind of boring. So I thought, well, we have a lot of sports people listening, men and women at all levels. And so let's talk about some sports watching, some man caves, some walls with banks of televisions, some ideas about, first of all, tell us a little bit about RBC before we get into the different services they offer and really what distinguishes them from the competition.
Great. Thank you for that. RBC Construction specializes in indoor-outdoor living. Our goal is to work with our customers to give them the experience that they are looking for. So communication right out of the gate is critical. We want to know exactly what you want to use this room for, what this kitchen's going to be used for. We will help you get the kitchen of your dreams.
How would you, for those listening and they have little or no experience because they're intimidated, it's obviously very costly, mistakes are costly, hitting a deadline likely never happens. You know, you hear all the horror stories.
You sound like you've been through a remodel before.
Yes. Yes, but I didn't use RBC.
True.
That's
true.
The problem. So how would you coach a listener to kind of get in the game if they were contemplating putting something together in time for the fall football season?
That is a great question. I think, number one, you want a contractor that you can be confident in and that will get your project and the scope of the project. We get that by asking questions, by making our customers feel completely comfortable in the process. We never want to rush a remodel. We never want to rush a customer to make decisions. We want to make all the prep work up front, then make our decisions. That's key. And forming the budget. We want to help you work within your budget. So getting your budget together helps immensely.
Do you find that a lot of people are realistic when it comes to budgets, or there's always going to be some sticker shock, I would imagine, but do people literally pull pictures out of magazines and say, oh my gosh, I want my room to look like this. This is my new dream kitchen. Make it happen.
The best customers prepare. They pull pictures. They have photographs of their relatives' homes. They go to open houses. They go online, and they print out photos for us to see. And that's one of the easiest ways to get your immediate concept of a kitchen or a bathroom or an outdoor area, a casita, anything that you've seen that attracts you, that helps us design for you.
In reading, doing a little research for this interview, I was looking at some home theater, cinema, media rooms. I mean, they're kind of called everything right now, where there are multiple screen walls. I'm obviously, you know, again, Captain Obvious, a sports lover, so I would want nothing more in my home than just a wall of, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 televisions so I could watch multiple games on NFL Sundays or college football Saturdays are among my favorites. So, you know, there's the multiple screen walls. Invisible sound placement is, you know, much more aesthetically appealing, so you don't have cords and plugs, everything that's kind of unsightly. Theater seating, I know, is
big.
Certainly
so big.
And then anything else that you can think of in terms of that whole home theater game viewing environment?
We get so much of that here in the Coachella Valley. There's so much emphasis on indoor-outdoor living, depending on the season that we're in. And if you think you've got need for a party space in your backyard, if you want to build an outdoor patio, if you want an outdoor kitchen, common thing to do is to build a wonderful casita that is multi-purpose. Building it from scratch right up front, it enables you to build in the media requirements that you need. If you want to have televisions, if you want stereo systems, if you want outlets for whatever you want, we can put that in for you right up front. So like you said, you don't have wires to trip over, cables. It makes it clean, simple, enjoyable.
Some cute ideas for man caves. Yes, I did use the word cute.
You did.
I know. Oopsie.
It's a woman show.
is feet-friendly cork tile flooring. That was very novel. Multi-level seating, armchairs, media screens, conversation areas, movie seating, and, of course, you've got to have a bar.
Absolutely.
How can you watch a game, especially some of the teams I follow, without a bar?
And you know what is great for a bar, for this kind of a concept, is a portable bar that you can move around. You can take it wherever you want it, between the house, the patio, your casita area, your sports room. Why be limited to just having one bar?
I agree.
So the bar. So you said a portable bar?
Is on now, wheels.
On wheels?
Sure.
Okay.
It's great.
That's awesome.
It is.
And then also boxing rooms, home gyms. And, you know, boxing is all the rage right now. I mean, it's all over television, obviously. Punching bags, weight equipment, water coolers, interlocking rubber tiles for the gym floor. So there's all kinds of different. And, you know, women certainly box. It's not to preclude the women. So casitas could be, I mean, it's on and on, the purpose of them. And
absolutely.
They certainly could be rentals, great revenue generators. And we actually, if you go to rbcconstruction.com, there is a blog that was just written on ADUs, which stands for accessory dwelling units.
Thank you.
And just how turnkey they are now. And
absolutely.
That the California has streamlined the laws to make it easier to develop these casitas that could be, you know, there are a couple other names that are associated with them. But, you know, whether you have an in-law, you know, a widowed parent, you just want it for a rental to clean up during Coachella, multiple uses. And like you're saying, with right. it, whether it's a man cave or an artist studio, you know, the options are endless. So let's talk about kitchens. So Super Bowl, you know, somebody's going to entertain 30, 40, 50 people in their kitchen. So what do you got for me?
The kitchen is the heart of the home, and that's where the best parties gather.
Yes.
No matter where they start, everybody ends up in the kitchen if it's a good kitchen. So you want to consider things like a nice big island space. You want to have a good serving area if you're going to be doing cooking. You want to consider the kind of stove, the kind of oven that you're going to have. And again, Christina, these are things that we build into our proposal by asking questions. We give a full, complete proposal because we ask all the questions and we help our customers figure out what they want to achieve.
Some of the design trends for 2019, the two most popular kitchen styles are transitional and farmhouse inspired. So farmhouse inspired, I know that is pretty self-explanatory. Can you explain to our listeners what transitional really means when we're talking about a kitchen?
Yeah, transitional, traditionally for us, it's really more of a contemporary look. It's not specific. Say mid-century modern is going to be a much more specific look, which we get a lot of here in the Coachella Valley, especially Palm Springs area, Cathedral City. So it's helping to transition from one look to another, in my mind.
And did we talk about some she sheds? Do we have examples of that?
We love to do she sheds because all the great she's out there
yes.
love to have their own space. It's no longer acceptable for the she to kick the he out of the house. The she wants to create the space that she wants to go to. And again, using a casita-type concept, if you think of a casita as an open space, just four walls, floor, and a ceiling, you can do whatever you want within that space. And the she's can be so creative. You can do whatever you want to have. Artist studio, if you want to convert it into a she bar, the possibilities are endless.
Do you get a lot of requests for she sheds?
We've had our fair share of those, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So we are speaking with Ken Birchwell. He is the project coordinator with RBC Construction. And share with our listeners kind of the range of what RBC Construction is capable of doing.
Oh, so many things. We do specialize in kitchens and bathrooms, outdoor kitchens, again, casitas, whole home additions. If you want to add a second floor onto your home, complete build-outs. And again, in our area here in the Coachella Valley, where it is more of a year-round living indoors, outdoors, to be able to create beautiful outdoor living spaces. You do spend so much time outdoors, and you want to consider things like how much shade are you going to have, how much time are you going to be able to spend in this new space.
And it, obviously by fall, the temps are dropping, but still when games kick off in September, it is still toasty outside. It's well into triple digits and doesn't really start coming down till October. So if you've got a very expensive big plasma out in your backyard, you're going to need some protection.
And a great cut. Well, again, casita is a great way to do that because it is able to be enclosed and it can be climate controlled. That makes it livable year round for you. Otherwise, creating a great shaded patio space.
So in closing, how can people reach you and what can they find on the website?
Well, the website is going to give you so much information. We've got a lot of our photos on there of projects that we have completed. Ron Bierma is the owner of RBC Construction. He is a third-generation contractor and licensed contractor, huge, huge in this market. We hear so many stories of people that have not gone through a licensed contractor. And you, definitely when you're putting your budget together, these are things you want to consider, because if you're getting a quality contractor, you are going to pay more for that. But we show you exactly where you're spending each and every dollar. There's never anything hidden. You understand everything that you're paying for.
How refreshing.
It is. And it's, for me, it's a pleasure to work with a company like that.
And we do know that if a homeowner wants to set up a complimentary consultation, that they can reach you directly at Ken Birchwell at rbcconstruction.com. That is Ken.Birchwell, B-E-R-T-W-E-L-L at rbcconstruction.com. Or you can just go directly to the website, to the contact page. And even if you are an interior designer, an architect, a realtor, and are looking for a really reliable and highly experienced extension of your team, RBC Construction is where to go.
Absolutely.
So, any closing remarks?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us here. It's a pleasure to be here and put the word out about RBC Construction. When you speak about architects, we are also dealing with customers who from time to time need an architect. So if there are local architects out there that are interested in doing kitchen and bath remodels, if you do casitas, whatever your specialty is, feel free to contact us, because when we have a customer that needs an architect, we will have you on our list as well.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Time flew, didn't it?
It did. Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
This won't be the last time we see you.
I hope not.
So thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely.
It was a long drive, I know.
Anytime.
So
thanks, Christina.
We will take a quick break, and when we return, don't miss the odds on favorites for Saturday's Preakness Stakes. You're listening to She's a Gamer on the Valley Sports Leader, 102.7 FM and Team 1010 KXPS. Stay in the game.